This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You go on a date like you two do on a weekend basis, and you try to score that second date. And for some reason, it never happens for you guys. I don't know why. You're so good looking. You're both sweet.
It's because I'm a mean-spirited person, Krista.
Okay, you
a
have your excuse.
Mean-spirited person.
What's your excuse, Shady?
My excuse? Why? As to I don't get a second date?
Right.
Do you think it's those Forever 21 jeans?
It might be the jeans. I might just show up to my next date without jeans on.
You're hilarious.
That might work, Aaron. Thank you.
Well, we're just joking, of course, but it's not a joking matter for a lot. And today we are actually speaking with Sean. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Sean. We're good, honey. Thanks so much for getting a hold of us. So you went out on a date with whom?
I went out on a date with a lovely young lady named Alana.
Oh, Alana.
And we
that's
went funny. To Bradbury's. You ever been to Bradbury's?
I have.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Crepes.
They have crepes and like savory and sweet ones. It's delicious.
Nice. Okay.
Love it.
So how did you guys meet?
We met on Bumble, which is a site that I was just kind of trying out. I was trying to get back in the dating game, and a friend of mine put me in touch with the site, and then I got in touch with Alana, and I was really excited. I thought we were hitting it off, and I don't know why I haven't heard back from her for a second date. I've been back on the app, but yeah, for whatever reason, I'm not quite sure why she hasn't got back to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, that sounds like a good date. I like that you met on Bumble. That seems to be like the new place that everyone's going.
I think it's good.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I think it
Girl
makes
power.
It, yeah, I think, but I also think it makes it easier on you guys, too.
It does. It actually really, really does.
Yeah.
I hold my comments about Bumble to myself.
Oh, okay. All right. So is there anything, though, Sean, you can think? Maybe, I don't know, were you eating with your mouth open? I mean, was a conversation go sour or no?
My mother told me never to eat with my mouth.
Oh, I love you. You're so cute.
I opened the door for her. Oh. I tried to have the best manners. The only thing I can think is that I wanted her to eat. She was I prepared a great date for her at this great restaurant, and she showed up with no appetite.
Oh.
And I brought out the ham and arugula, the smoked gouda. I even brought my favorite lemon curd with whipped cream. It's so good. And she just kept saying that she wasn't hungry. Now,
can we go out with you? That sounds good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, how long has it been since the last time you've spoken to her?
It's been about 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
To be honest with you.
Sean.
Yeah.
Been a while.
You are. Well, I don't want to make him feel bad. Okay. So listen, let's just
Am I off the radar?
Honey. I will keep that comment to myself. We will find out. Sean, are you ready? We are going to give her a call.
I am ready.
All right, honey. Good luck to you. We'll help you out. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Alana?
Oh, hi.
Yes.
Hi, Alana.
Hello?
Hi, love. Hey.
Yo.
Yo, girl. Hey, this is Krista, Shady, and Aaron from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams out here in Madison. How are you?
What? Oh, my gosh. Hi.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, girl, we up in the house. Studio.
I mean, why do I hear like 10 people talking?
Well, because there's many of us here and we got loud mouths.
Yeah.
But hey, listen, we're super excited that you are excited that we're calling you. Unfortunately, it's not for like something that you won, like a flyaway or something.
Or like tickets to TLC or anything like that.
We actually had someone get a hold of us. You probably went out with him 3 weeks ago. We're not sure if you remember his name because, again, that's 3 weeks ago.
Mr. Sean.
Yes.
Sean.
Got some crepes.
Yes.
Girl.
Yes, I do remember him. Yes, yes.
Yeah, and he hasn't heard back from you. So, like, did you drop your phone?
Wait.
Huh?
Are you faking your death? Why hasn't he heard from you?
Why are you calling me about a date?
You listen to our show. You know, girl.
We're curious. It's a little thing we do called second date update.
Second date update.
I think
I do remember Sean. Yes, I do.
All right.
Okay.
What happened, honey? Because he wants to know. He really liked you, and he said it's been 3 weeks since you've gotten back to him.
Oh, it's so... he's really nice. He's really, actually very nice. And we met on... Well, you know, we met on Bumble.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Bradbury's, which I was glad for because I'm not a big eater. So for me, like, one of the little crepes is great for me. You know, that's what I'm thinking... Perfect. You know, I don't have to like order a big meal. So we get there, and he just, like, orders this smorgasbord of, like, all kinds of things. I mean, there was, like, some Gouda thing and arugula. I like those things. I do, but I don't.
Too much.
I mean, I had like one or two bites and of my own, you know, and I was like.
So did you feel like he was force feeding you like a child?
Well, it was just, it got uncomfortable. I mean, it got to where I felt like, yes, he was kind of my parent trying to kind of make me eat, you know, and I'm not a big appetite. I'm a small person. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't eat that much.
Yeah, no, we get that.
You sound like you're, I don't know, maybe 100 pounds wet. She's just got that little voice.
A little
like,
bit more than that. She's a little bit more than that.
Oh, calm down, you guys. You're dumb. Yeah. Okay, well. Hey, well, here's the thing. Sean has been listening this whole time because that's what we do on Second Date Update.
Right.
So, Sean, I don't know. Were you forcing maybe too much food?
Do you like him bigger?
Oh, God.
Well, first of all, Alana, I want to apologize for listening into your conversation with Katie and Aaron. It's so nice to hear your voice again. I had such a good time at our date, and I just want you to know that I have always been taught that the way to a woman's heart is through her stomach. So I want to make you happy, and I would just love a chance to see you one more time.
I heart you all the way.
That's romantic. But
it is.
Yeah, so it sounds like he really...
I'm sorry that I didn't get back to you. I just didn't know what to say, you know, and so I am sorry, because I did really enjoy your company. I just didn't like the whole sort of force feeding, so...
Yeah.
We could go again.
Okay.
Well, perfect, because we always like to offer, and we'll actually cover, you know, wherever you go.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it's going to cost us much, since you're not a big eater, so we like that.
That's so cute.
It's so neat.
But yeah, no, that's awesome.
We can even go back to Bradbury's and just have coffee if that's okay with you.
That's great. Yeah.
Literally, you're like the perfect guy. I can see you two marrying. You just have that kind of connection. Invite us to the wedding, please.
Please.
He is really sweet. And I do feel bad that I didn't call back. I'm really sorry.
Much rejoicing.
You're in her world now.
You are gonna be okay. Kidding. Your life sucks. Ha 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 ha.
It's Tough Love with Siri.
It is time for some Tough Love with Siri. Each and every day we offer her to you as a present. It might not be a present you laugh and smile about, but whatever. It's not about you. It's about us.
It's about Siri. What you talking about, girl?
She always gets her way. 321-0931. That is the phone to pick up to call us and let us know what you want to hear from her. Text us at 30734. Snapchat at Jams931.
You can hit us up on Twitter at 931Jams. Instagram, give us a good old DM, 931Jams. Then Facebook, the good old Book of Faces. Send us a message. And friends with benefits members, get that Nintendo Switch. Keep bidding on those songs. Hit up Siri at MadTownJams.com.
All right, we have a message here from our Friends with Benefits member, Annalisa. Very pretty name. Siri, listen, I really don't want to go to work today. Can I still blame it on my St. Patty's Day hangover? yes.
You can blame your hangover on St. Patty's Day as many days this week as you want to. If anyone gets mad at you, all you have to do is tell them that they are being culturally insensitive to how you celebrate your heritage. Tell them that you are not going to go to human resources and report them only because you are the bigger person and they are lucky. Then tell them that you are willing to forgive them if they pick up the bar tab at Applebee's during lunch. Oh, and that tab will be booze heavy because you are still celebrating being Irish. Or at least being Irish for the week.
I'm Irish 24/7.
Yeah, you got that. You got that ginger Irish soul going on.
By the way.
Wait. I'm sorry. Gingers have no souls.
Oh!
Is that a thing?
It's real. Oh, God. Here we go. Yep.
Do fake gingers have souls? Because, I mean, I dye my hair.
Yes. He is a cherry brunette.
I mean, granted, I willingly sold my soul years ago to the devil.
I'm going to go with generically yes, but with you, you're an exception as of no.
Yeah. True. I'm a heartless person.
You are a heartless soul, but we love you anyway.
But generally speaking, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I really need to talk to you about this because you've mentioned this. I've sold my soul to the devil many times to me.
Well, yeah. Gingers have no soul. That's a fact. That is a fact. So we got a question over here.
Oh, that means you and I are going to go to the same place when we pass on.
Woohoo! Oh, boy. Anyway, right. We got a question over here. Val sent us a DM on Instagram. Says, Siri, my kids won't text me back when I text them. Why are teenagers so difficult?
Mm.
Your kids ignore your texts when they become teenagers because they are assholes who think that they are too cool for you and any communication from you seems nerdy and annoying to them. It's part of the natural cycle of life for kids to all of a sudden start to treat their parents like garbage when they become teenagers. The most frustrating part about the whole process is that likely, you are paying for their phone which they then ignore you on. I think every time they ignore your text messages, you should deactivate their phone. Send them the message in real life that if they ignore you, they have to ignore everybody.
That'll work.
I mean, or if they ignore you, they have to pay the bill. That's how that works. You ain't gonna talk to me. I'm paying the bill. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Come on now.
Everybody ignores me. You'd be losing a lot of money, by the way. We have one over Facebook from Titus. Siri, listen, I keep getting these stupid calls from telemarketers. What can I do about them? Oh, my.
Getting relentless calls from telemarketers trying to sell you things and scam you out of money is the worst. Not only do they try to sign you up for things that you don't want or need, but they also bother you at the worst and most inconvenient times ever. In my opinion, you need to punish asshole telemarketers for calling you. When one of them calls to bother you, tell them that you are super interested in whatever they have to sell and then ask them to hold for you. After they agree to hold, walk off and never pick up the phone again. Ideally, they sit on the phone for hours. This will keep them from bugging anybody else.
Well, that's nice. You can do it that way. There's nothing more annoying than telemarketers. And you know, if you ever want someone to really rip one apart, that would be our producer, Aaron. Right. I literally listened to him and it was the most enjoyed. I've never enjoyed something so much.
Oh my goodness. You know what? Sometimes
he's talented. He really is. He's very, I mean, he turns into a totally different person. I'm surprised he's not in here yet talking about it. All right, go ahead,
oh,
love.
Oh, my goodness. Well, give me 1 second. My computer is...
Is it going crazy?
It's a little crazy here.
All right, we have a text here from Bryn, who's a Friends with Benefits member. Siri, my new job wants me to wear heels. I hate heels. Why would anyone want to wear them? Oh.
I think high heels are stupid and painful. There is nothing worse than having to wedge all of your toes into the tip of an undersized shoe and then walk on your tiptoes all night solely in the name of looking hot. I don't think men appreciate the efforts ladies go through to look fly. Women basically walk around in wobbly safety hazards like newborn baby deer trying to ice skate just so their legs will look good. If you do wear heels, never leave home without a pair of flip-flops in your purse. There is nothing sadder than seeing a woman walking barefoot in the streets because her feet tapped out at the club. It's gross and dangerous.
I look like a big jackass, I'll just say. If I try to walk around like with 6-inch heels, I cannot do it. I'm not skilled in that department at all.
Speaking of heels, I just put a video up on our Facebook. They now have interchangeable heels, which is the future of accessorizing. But
our lovely
friends on Facebook says they have lovely comments. They're just as tough as Siri. They say those are god-awful ugly. And also, are those hollow so you could hide your drugs in them? So the future of heel accessorizing is on our Facebook. Go check it out.
I thought heels for babies were crazy. That's crazy.
Download the podcast now.